U.S. Roman Catholic cardinals say there is no debate among them about the meaning of zero tolerance for sexual abuse by priests. Today in Philadelphia, Cardinal Anthony Bevilacqua said there is broad agreement among his peers.
All of the cardinals are agreed on zero tolerance. And by that I mean that we all are agreed that no priest guilty of even one act of sexual abuse of a minor will function in any ecclesial ministry or any capacity in our diocese.
But it's not clear that all Catholic bishops can reach consensus on such a policy. At crisis talks this week at the Vatican, there was dissent over whether a distinction should be made between one-time offenders and serial abusers. The issue will be put to a June meeting of U.S. bishops in Dallas.
Many of the cases of abuse uncovered in recent months involve priests molesting teenage boys. And some bishops are raising questions about the link between homosexuality and the abuse of minors. We have two reports. In a moment, the scientific perspective. But first, NPR's Tovia Smith reports on the political and religious debate now raging within the church.
Catholic doctrine teaches that homosexual sex is sinful, indecent, and contrary to the express will of God. In the mid-1970s, the Church began to distinguish between the sin of having homosexual sex and people who are homosexual, quote, through no fault of their own. If some gay Catholics were heartened by what they saw as progress, they were shocked recently when the Pope's own spokesman said gays should not be priests and suggested the Church could annul the ordination of those who already are. American bishops are divided on the issue of gay priests. Some say that celibacy is what counts, not sexual orientation. But Bishop Wilton Gregory, president of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops, says there is still concern that too many priests are gay.
It is most importantly a struggle to make sure that the Catholic priesthood is not dominated by homosexual men, but that the candidates that we receive are healthy in every possible way.
The suggestion that homosexuality may be inherently unhealthy or maybe underlying the current crisis has infuriated many gay Catholics and gay priests.
I mean, in the history of the church, gay men have served with distinction, and I believe even they've been popes. So to blame us for what's going on is insulting.
This man, a gay priest in the South who asked that his name not be used, says what's really underlying the problem of sexual abuse is the church's failure to deal honestly with the issue of sexuality or to offer help to young men like him who entered the seminary as a somewhat confused teenager.
I think years ago it was a place where a man could go. He did not have to explain why he was not married, and often the person did not have to deal with sexuality. They could simply bury it, and unfortunately, the issue would reemerge later in life.
Today, the issues of sexuality and celibacy are talked about in seminaries more than they were, but Father John McCloskey, who's with the Catholic Information Center in Washington, D.C., says the seminary is not the place for young men to try to work out their sexual identities.
For the same reason that you would not take a normal heterosexual male and invite him to minister to the University of Maryland cheerleaders. By the very nature, a person with homosexual inclinations is going to be in situations in the seminary where he may be put in grave danger in terms of his own soul.
On a more practical level, others worry that the church cannot recruit sorely needed priests to seminaries that become known as pink palaces. Father Donald Cousins wrote the book, The Changing Face of the Priesthood.
Some straight seminarians find the presence of a gay subculture leaves them somewhat ill at ease. Maybe they're dealing with their own homophobia, but a significant number of straight men are leaving our seminaries because of the gay subculture.
But Cousins notes the church can no more afford to alienate homosexuals, given the estimates that they make up anywhere from 10 to 50% of seminarians. But Stephen Pope, chairman of theology at Boston College, says the focus on gay priests is a red herring that some in the church are using to divert attention from what's really at the heart of the current crisis.
If you can say that it's the gays that are the problem, then you don't have to look at the other kind of institutional issues, such as secrecy, such as decision made only by celibate males. such as the bishops who move the priests around and allow them to continue this kind of behavior. And it allows you to forget about a lot of other issues that are also important.
Indeed, some say all those issues are inextricably intertwined and conspire to create a culture of secrecy that allows sexual abuse to go on. Jason Berry wrote the book Lead Us Not Into Temptation. He says many higher-ups in the church turn a blind eye to gay priests who are sexually active because they themselves have something to hide. And in that closeted mentality, as Berry calls it, it's an easy step to go from hiding priests' sins to also hiding their crimes.
The culture of secrecy that we see in the church is so pervasive that that same tolerance has extended to priests having sex victimizing teenage boys.
When American bishops meet in June to continue work on the sex abuse crisis and other issues like homosexual priests, a group of gay Catholics is planning to be there to protest what they say is becoming a witch hunt against gay priests. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.